For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Welcome, everyone. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside on an unused Saturday morning. I hope you'll join us for the next couple of hours. We're talking outdoors. No politics, no finance, no accusations, well, that I know of so far. And I hope you'll be able to join us. We'll have the radio prize package, the Medal of Honor tribute, the Southern Grind guestbook questions, and, of course, your calls among so many other things. And we hope you'll join us. Let me give you the telephone numbers. Should you like to participate in the program, 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area, 404-872-0750, or outside the Atlanta calling area and worldwide, nationwide, at 800-972-8255, 800-972-8255. You can listen on WSB Radio throughout the eastern United States at 750 AM on your dial, and the SB Nation, Sports Broadcast Nation, and 126 radio stations from Maine to Seattle, to L.A. and all across Texas and the South, all the way to Miami. And let's make hay out of it this morning. What do you say? We've got a lot of things to talk about, and I appreciate your calls and participation in the program. It's summertime. What a surprise. It happens every year. We'll talk about some of those things. What about deer hunting? Do you get involved now in the summer? Well, yes, indeed. Deer hunting is year-round, along with so many other things. I got a very, very special trip full of advice to tell you about this morning. I spent part of this week with Charlie Kilmaster. He's a wildlife biologist with the Department of Natural Resources, and we went hog hunting. Is that something that concerns you if you are a landowner, leaseholder? Are they invading your property? Do they belong here? How did they get here? And what to do about it if you can and should? Well, you can learn so much from here on O'Neill Outside from my guest, I will tell you. And so, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255, and we'll be back.
I want to be a castaway. Leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday.
Bear with me now for some shameless self-promotion. First of all, to tell you that this program is brought to you every Saturday morning by Timbuktu Outdoors, Hayes Auto Dealerships, True Turn Hook, Stripling's General Store, the O'Neill Alaskan Cruise Adventure, and I have something to tell you about that, the Whitetail Institute, Tough Shed, Governor's Gun Club, Real Lubes and Gun Oils. You should look into those. They're pretty. That's really great stuff. Snellville Heating and Air, Zach Brown Southern Grind Knives, Arctic Ice Packs, Works Tools, and Bodyplex. So a couple of things to tell you about before we get to our calls. Number one, you can listen to this program and O'Neill's other podcast done every week on SoundCloud and iGoogle. Might be worthwhile when you're riding around to tune in to SoundCloud, iGoogle, and you can listen to this program at a more reasonable hour. So there you are with that. Now, secondly then too, if you will visit O'NeillOutside.com or O'NeillOutside.net, on the home page, scroll to the bottom and you will see all the information necessary for you to consider traveling with us, that us being me and Gail and a whole bunch of other people already, on an Alaskan cruise. We will exit from Seattle, Washington, up the inland waterway, up into Alaska and the glaciers and the mountains and all that, on what's called the Lynn Canal, which means there are mountains on both sides. You're not out in the ocean. On a very special ship called the Princess. This ship is built for this cruise. A lot of windows. There's lots to see. Mountains and whales and sea lions and glaciers. And we've done this. Gail and I have done this cruise on two other occasions. And comparing this to a Caribbean cruise is like Harvard from kindergarten. This is the best cruise we've ever taken by far, and I think you'll have other people who have done so will tell you the same. Do it now. It's next summer. It's June of 2020. Make your reservations now to be sure and get an outside room with a balcony. You can cancel later, but the Alaskan cruise is something that you should consider doing for summer of 2020. Let's see, what other self-promotion do I have going on here? That's all looks like right now. You visit O'Neill Outside Facebook page, O'Neill Outside Facebook, and you can watch this show live. And I know it's summertime, audience is down. That's okay. I got up. If you were on the air, I'd watch you. It's 15 after the hour. It's going to be a beautiful weekend all across the country and across the Southeast. And especially, it's going to be very warm via our new super channel, our super sports channel, WEEI in Boston. And I'd love to get a call from you guys up there this time of the year to see how far along summertime is with you. Summertime's over here in Georgia and the Southeast. But what about up north there? And believe me, with the EEI signal going all the way to the tip of Maine, that is up north, that's for sure. Matter of fact, we may have some advice today during the program about the proper breakfast. You don't have potatoes for breakfast, you have grits. And I have in my book, O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way, which you may purchase, more self-promotion, at O'NeillOutside.net, right there on the homepage, and I will sign the book and personalize it, send it to you. And there is a chapter there on how to eat breakfast and what you should have for breakfast. And I think you'll enjoy reading about that. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255 for O'Neill Outside. Can you imagine? Now, this is the 28th year of our show. And thank goodness we send the show. It's produced at here in the mountains in North Georgia. We call it our cabin. We call it the lean-to. It's not much, but there's a little studio downstairs. Just send out a little signal. And I would hate to have to drive down to Atlanta. It's 2 hours from here to the WSB studio. And how this works is that the signal goes from here in the mountains to WSB, then to Karen and Brian Green in their studio in Peachtree City, Georgia, which is 107 miles from here. Then it goes to Houston, Texas for the SB Nation, and it's spread out worldwide from there. So it's a Band-Aid patchwork operation, but I hope you enjoy it. And from time to time, if you're an early riser, we can talk outdoors. And I'm going to get into the following subject right now, and we'll carry it over into the next break, and that is this. This week, if you're a landowner, leaseholder, even up here in the mountains in our neighborhood, so to speak, everybody has 5 acres, and it's next to the National Forest. There are hogs here, extremely destructive, Hogs are not, listen now, hogs are not native species to North America. No, they're not. Are they a game animal? That's up for debate. Are they smart? You bet. Do they produce rapidly? Oh my goodness, yes indeed. They destroy crops from wheat fields to corn patches to, my goodness, grass fields, Bermuda grass, hay, everything. Do they need to be taken care of? Do they need to be managed? Well, of course they do. How do you do that? Well, you shoot them when you can. But the way to get that done is trapping. And I would encourage you, if you have a hog problem, we have one here, and a professional trapper visits our area, and he traps these hogs. And it's not a one-night process. The hogs are smart, wary. There's plenty of them. And you can look on the internet at Jaeger Pro and so many other places to trap hogs. Can you effectively kill them with your rifle at night or during the day if you see one? Well, you can give it a try, but you cannot affect the population with a rifle. It has to be done by trapping. Please do your part. Get rid of them. They are not pets, and they are really smart. I was told by an expert this week that they are not quite, now they're not thought of as quite as intelligent as a dolphin, but it's close. As a matter of fact, I understand that the professional trappers, the Department of Natural Resources, a trip that I'll continue on after this break, told me that they have to move the traps from time to time, often, and rebait the traps because the hogs know the traps are not their friends. They learn about the traps. They identify that this trap is not a good one. It's where some of their buddies died or were removed from the scene. So consequently, this is really a project. I know I was at Dylane Wildlife Management Area this week, and in the last 7 years, they estimate they have had to kill, remove, trap, whatever the case might be, your terminology, over 1,000 hogs in 7 years. And prior to that, there were no hogs. There are plenty of hogs there now, and they've already killed 1,000. The Southern Grind Guestbook question, when we return, it's almost 22 after the hour. O'Neill will be back. Welcome back. We've been getting calls now from Ohio and East Tennessee, fellows who evidently get up early or stay up all night. So I appreciate you calling in and listening to the show and talking outdoors. If it's only once a week, I know it's really that more than that for you, but once a week on the radio, that's a pretty good deal. First of all, let's jump in here and talk to Don, and he's calling from
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
Good morning, Don.
How you doing, Kevin?
There you are. I love you, Steve. I'm doing fine. How are you, sir? How's the fishing, and how's the family?
Well, family's good. Ross and Duncan are down in Panacea at triple tail fishing, and I'm up here stuck with a kingfish. So, but life is good because the local tomatoes are in, the kings are biting. So,
that's a pretty good combination.
Ain't bad. It ain't bad. After
we've quit growing
all winter. Those tomatoes really taste good, you know. So.
We have a problem here with tomatoes. And our problem is that when we grow tomatoes here out on the deck and got on the porch on the back, the back of the house, the bears come and eat them.
Wow.
So we have to purchase our tomatoes, but there's a little farm stand in Jasper, and they got some fine tomatoes, and we have them there, and we eat them every day. So that's a recommendation well received. So how's the kingfish in there on
some
the Carolina
here for a long
coast?
Time, and then I found out that I have a local fellow here that grows tomatoes by the acres, and he could do a better job than I could, so I buy mine from him, and he does a better job. So, but the we had the flounder tournament this year, and the winning fish was 8.5 pounds, and that's pretty good size for a flounder. But I don't know what the record is, but out of the fellow I fished with, we caught a 9.8 pound, and won it 1 year. Doyle won it 2 years in a row, and.
You said that Ross is down in Panacea?
That's it. He and Duncan are down there triple tail fishing.
Boy, now, if there's a better tasting fish in fresh water than a triple tail, I don't know what it is. How about you?
Well, I would say that's very good. But like I've told you before, the best fish in salt water is the one I'm eating right now. So I like all of them, and they all have different...
Okay.
Different taste, and but the triple tail is very good, and they catch a bunch of them down there. We don't have them. We have them up here, but very limited. And they catch 20 pounders, nothing unheard of down there.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
boy, that's a huge. The last time I looked into it, that I was on the panhandle of Florida. I went to a fish market. I think we were going to get some shrimp or something. I don't remember. And I remember that the triple tail was, I think it was almost $20 a pound in the store.
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that at all. We catch a lot of grouper up here, and they're close to 15. So, you know, that's not unheard of, but both of them are very good fish. So, but we do catch a lot of grouper, so.
Well, good. Well, I hope you're having a good summer, and you sound good, and I'm glad you're getting in some fishing, and I always look forward to your calls.
All right. Tell Gail hello, and we love both of you, Captain.
Well, you're very, very kind to call, and good luck to you. Be safe out there, sir.
Happy 4th of July.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, that's next week, isn't it?
It is that, yep. And we get to celebrate again,
that.
And then we can say Merry Christmas and happy and America's great again. So.
happy, you bet. Thanks for calling, my good friend. I'll see you soon.
All right, Captain. Love your show.
There you go. Now let's, you bet, there we go. All right, now let's talk to Bob. He's on O'Neill Outside on a Saturday morning. Bob, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. What's going on with you, sir?
Okay, I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
On Fox, one of the Fox Sports shows, Outdoors with O'Neill.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
They introduced it as you with Travis, and then there was no sign of Travis. What happened?
Well, what Bob is referring to is that we renamed the show last year. It was O'Neill Outside with Travis Johnson. And throughout the coming fall of the year, you will see an awful lot of Travis. He sort of cut into the television time this year because Travis now lives in Oklahoma. How about that? He is He's a turkey and whitetail deer guide. He lives in a little town called Sweetwater, Oklahoma, which is right on the border between the Texas Panhandle and that way up in the northwest corner of Oklahoma.
Does he have a show that you can find on TV?
No, that's his program. When Travis is on the air, and you'll see a lot of him beginning next week, as a matter of fact, but he will be on O'Neill Outside. O'Neill Outside with Travis Johnson.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You would introduce your very boisterous, unused Saturday morning with the James Brown song, I Got You. Well, I just started using that song.
It was this sound and the engineering. Well, we wanted to change things, and since this show goes to WSB and it goes to the SB Nation and its own Facebook, that boisterous, if you as you called it, and that was true, my introduction of a brand new Saturday morning didn't quite fit in. It was difficult to do, so we sort of toned that down a little bit. But indeed, it is an unused Saturday morning, is it not?
Okay, thanks a lot.
You bet. Glad you called, Bob.
Bye.
Good luck to you, and have a great weekend. You bet. There we are. All right, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. It's 32 after the hour. I tell you what let's do. Let's get to the Zach Brown Southern Grind question. Every week at O'NeillOutside.com on the home page, you will see an opportunity for you to send in a question, an observation, a critique, whatever the case might be. You can reach O'Neill via the Southern Grind question. And I pick one of the questions out every week so that we can send a knife. And so we answer some of the questions, and we can send you a Southern Grind knife. Let's see, this one. All right, here's one right here from Jim C. in Sharpsburg, Georgia. And he says, how do you determine which spinnerbait to use in fresh water, a single Colorado blade or a twin blade? And when is the best time to use spinnerbaits? The best time to use spinnerbaits, most effective, is when the fish are shallow. I like to use spinnerbaits around stumps and blowdowns, things of that nature. And whether I use a single Colorado blade or a twin, like a twin blade, I usually use the twin blade, the tandem, because it doesn't get... It doesn't get tangled up in the weeds as much. You can feel the Colorado blade; it's more resistance. But I like the blade. I don't like to waste any cast, so I use a twin Colorado blade. Almost always a chartreuse skirted spinnerbait, and unless I'm in the stick-ups. If I'm over a grassy flat, something of that nature, where the fish are in the springtime, I will turn the trailer hook down. The people at True Turn make a trailer hook with a little collar, and it holds that hook on there just right. I got taught a lesson one day by a fellow. He had his trailer hook turned down on a buzzbait, and he caught twice as many as that I did, and I had first cast of the fish. The trailer hook really works. So that was from Jim C. in Sharpsburg, Georgia. Let's see if I can get to this one right quick. I tell you what, I think I'll hold on because these are good questions, and I want to get to each and every one of them as quickly as possible and answer each one of them fully. And then when we return, we'll give away the knife. And then upon that return also, I'm going to ask you to put your brain together because we will have our radio prize package. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in, I've got 30 seconds here, and then we'll be back. But the telephone numbers for the radio prize package for you to participate in the program, besides watching it on Facebook, is 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. And don't forget, please, avail yourself of the information for our Alaska cruise. In the summer of 2020, we're going to Alaska, and we have a great number of people already reserving your rooms. Reserve them now. You can cancel later, but be sure and get you a balcony room on the Alaskan Princess, I believe it's called. Gail and I are going, along with the family and a whole bunch of good friends. We'll be back with more Radio Prize Package and the Zach Brown Guest Book when we return.
He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in cold weather.
Okay, let's welcome back. You're listening to O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country, and it's because of your participation in the program, and we do indeed appreciate it. So at 4:40, it is, and we're in the Southern Grind guestbook questions right now. Here's an inquiry from Bob Berry. And Bob says, I caught the tail end of your show last week when you were fishing in North Georgia on a two-mile stretch of a river for trout. Can you provide me with the name of the lodge or the outfitter where you were fishing, please? And that is the best mountain trout stream on the eastern United States, I think. I haven't been to them all, of course, but I think. And it's called the Soquee, S-O-Q-U-E, Soquee River, and the outfitter there, the lodge, the fabulous food, and the unparalleled fishing happens at Black Hawk Fly Fishing. And it's on the internet with loads of pictures. And if you're even a novice, you'll catch 20 rainbows in a morning over 20 inches long. Sounds fantastic. Sounds like a fantasy. It is. Okay, Curtis Craig from McDonough, Georgia. What was the name of the knife most used by mountain men for trapping during the 1820s to 1840s? Any idea? Curtis from McDonough? I don't know. All I know is now that fabulous knives, and you can get a Zach Brown Southern Grind knife by visiting Zach Brown on the internet, and they are top quality knives that you will keep forever. Tyler Hamby from Dawsonville, Georgia. I learned a lot from your show. I hope so. That's what this is about. Camille Gary from McDonough, Georgia. Thank you for being you. I can't be anybody else. Thanks for the observation. Love listening to your show on Saturday morning, and I hope that you are now, Camille. I like it when you talk to the listeners. Me too. As a matter of fact, let me look right there and see if we have any callers. And not yet. Not right now. We'll have more later. Your show beats the other radio shows I've listened to in the past. That's lovely, isn't it? Okay. Donnie Scarborough from Loganville, Georgia, one of my favorite towns. I listened to your show on the way to work, and thanks for all that you do. Let's see. Okay, from Roger Barron in Yuma, Arizona. I enjoy watching your show. Let's see. He said, on June the 15th, I was watching your show and noticed an ad for True Turn Hooks, which I really like for largemouth bass. Later in the show, you hooked a salmon fillet. You cooked a salmon fillet on the Big Green Egg. Now, picking Roger for the Zach Brown winner this week allows me to tell you the story of True Turn Hooks. It was started by a fellow in Montgomery, Alabama. Okay? His name was John Campbell. And this was in the 1940s. And he was, if you remember, the old IBM card machines where all the cards would spit out the cards, and they had holes in the cards, and that's how the IBM machine read the cards, read the information, and stored the information. Well, he was an operator of one of those IBM machines. And he discovered that if you used a paper clip and straightened it out, and it had some bends in the pen, and you stuck it in the cards and you turned the paper clip, it would straighten all the cards out. And this bend in that paper clip, he thought, now if a fish had that hook in his mouth and you set the hook, that bend would turn the hook, and you would hook the fish more often. And that was the start of True Turn Hooks. and it's been brought to worldwide business by Wes Campbell and his family and his employees, and they're located in Wetumpka, Alabama. Isn't that great? It's a great story, and it's a great family, and we make a wonderful product, and I don't know how many millions of those hooks they sell, but the True Turn hook is indeed unique. Okay, let's set that aside now, and let's do the radio prize package. Radio prize package rules are that you have to be 18 years old, and you cannot have won a prize package, let's say in the last year. It's 45 after the hour. The radio prize package, you can win a Whitetail Institute DVD about planting food plots, a real tree hat and decal combo, Data Sport fish and game forecaster, two cans of Fisher's Choice baits, a casting float, the best one made. It's called the Thunder Chicken by Captain Mark Noble there on the Georgia coast, a Thorogood boot hat, Arctic Ice freezer pack, you won't buy ice anymore, two packets of Bug Band and a wristband, a selection of True Turn tackle, that's a little box with all the True Turn spinners and things in there, great, and a $10 Bojangles gift card. The first correct caller to the following question at 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255, the first correct answer to the following question wins the radio prize package. And what is the question? O'Neill's favorite, and I've mentioned this many times, my favorite outdoor writer about turkey hunting. He's eloquent, hyper-intelligent, beautiful advice about turkey hunting, and he's written about 25 books, and I'm reading one now. Who is O'Neill's favorite writer about the romance of the Old South as it relates to turkey hunting? What is his name? And with that, you'll win the radio prize package. It's 47 after the hour. Back to, I'm glad I got that out there, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Have I not mentioned that enough for you to get that question? I thought you would get that immediately. Well, maybe not. Who's O'Neill's favorite writer about turkey hunting? I'm reading one of his books now. And, okay, one more question from Alan in Jacksonville, Florida. He says he's been trying to fish for speckled trout, redfish, and flounder. What are the good ways for catching those things? The best way for you to catch speckled trout, redfish, and flounder is for you to use shrimp under a cork. Shrimp under, well, a Mark Noble Thunder Chicken float, casting float. With shrimp, you actually put some scent into the water. And saltwater fish, even more so than freshwater, really tune into the scent. And they're used to eating shrimp, of course. So you put shrimp under a cork, and you can catch reds and trout and the reds and trout and flounder. And you can catch them. The best inshore saltwater fishing that I've ever experienced on the Gulf, on the coast of the United States, is at Cajun Vista Lodge in Barataria, Louisiana, and we'll talk more about that. All right, Corey, do you have a winner here, sir? I'm talking to Corey. He's the engineer at WSB, and we have several calls there, and I want to get to each one of them as soon as we have one of the ones that's the winner, and he'll tell me in a minute. It's 4:49. We can get to that in a few minutes, but Cajun Vista Lodge, what makes it so special? Well, over the last 65 million years or so of the Mississippi River, the Ohio, the Mississippi, and all joining together, the Tennessee joining there at Memphis and taking all these nutrients down to the Gulf Coast. That peninsula is from the topsoil, if you will, and all the nutrients with the Mississippi River taking it down all the way to the Gulf Coast. The Barataria Bay is, and the Atchafalaya Basin is the best inshore saltwater fishing in the world. It's 30 miles wide. It's 90 miles long. It's 4 feet deep. It's super fertile. And there must be a billion trout and reds and flounder in that territory. You should go sometime. I'll be going there in October of this year. I'll be taking a group to Cajun Vista Lodge in Barataria, Louisiana, and I would urge you, when you have an opportunity, to look up Cajun Vista Lodge on the internet. It's just absolutely the greatest fishing in the world, and inshore, that is. And it's perfectly situated with the lodge, the food, the boat, the guides, everything. And you can go on that trip with O'Neill in October of 2019. I'm putting the trip together right now. It's 50 after the hour, 404. Yes. Okay, the winner is on line one. Give me a name. Well, let's just go right to it right now because we have an opportunity to handle it. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, and we're talking to Brent now. And Brent is calling from Cumming, Georgia, right around the corner. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, indeed. So, who is O'Neill's favorite writer of the outdoor stories and the instruction about turkey hunting?
That would be the Colonel, Tom Kelly.
Yeah, I can tell you've read him before because that is he.
I am a member of the 10th Legion.
Ah, my goodness, you're a fan. All right, I like that.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. You won quite a prize package, and we'll be getting it to you pretty soon. Now, tell me, what is your favorite book of his? Can you grab one?
The original, the 10th Legion. That last passage that he speaks about, you know, the last turkey that came to him did it a long time ago.
Yes.
And that caught me. And yeah. He understands not just the bird, but the art and the passion of the hunt and the pursuit of that bird.
That's right. I love it because he said, I don't hunt turkeys because I want to. I hunt turkeys because I have to.
That is a fact.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Well, knowing that and calling in this morning won you a nice prize package. And good. I'll put you back on hold. Give us a couple of weeks to get it to you. And just in case we need some more information, I'll put you back on hold. And enjoy the weekend, sir. And I appreciate you participating in the program.
Thanks, O'Neill. Enjoy your show.
You bet. Thank you, sir. There we go. All right. And we'll put that back on hold just in case he would need some more information. Pardon me. 53 after the hour. I don't have time to get to Philip right now, but I will upon our return. We'll talk to Philip. He wants to talk about lake trout fishing in North Georgia. Well, we'll get to that. This is O'Neill, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. O'Neill Outside, our 29th year. Oh, my goodness, that's kind of scary, isn't it? On WSB and the SB Nation, coast to coast, Seattle to Maine to L.A. to Miami, this is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside on a brand new unused Saturday morning. You heard it again. This is O'Neill. We'll be back.
We'll strike, and my bark will lose its bite, but don't give up on me. Promised you life, but with an empty
57 after the hour, a beautiful weekend coming up. You're listening to O'Neill Outside, and we're having a chat right now with Philip calling from a beautiful little town in North Georgia called Blairsville. Good morning, Philip. What can I do for you, sir? What are we talking about? You're on the air.
Good morning, O'Neill.
Good morning.
I was giving you a call this morning. As the weather's starting to warm up a little bit, our rivers are starting to turn a little, and my trout fishing is slowing down in my rivers unless I'm chasing altitude and getting up around 3,000 feet to chase trout and stream. Mm-hmm. Was going to start fishing the lakes. Never had a lot of success with our state park lakes, with Bogle, Unicoi, Dockery, over in Sutches. I'm having a hard time getting fish out of that deep water. I know they're there. They're heavily stocked, and I've seen beautiful trout in there, and I've seen them come out. Mm-hmm. But I can't get on them, and I'm trying to see if you've got a pointer for me.
I think what happened, and I'm guessing here, you know, I'm no biologist. I just repeat things I've heard. What happens in when it really gets warm like this, like summertime, okay, the trout, they are under in lakes, not so much in streams, but certainly in lakes. When the water temperature gets to be what it is now, they are stressed, and they just don't eat. They don't feed. They just don't feel good. They are under quite a bit of strain because above about 72 degree water temperature, a trout doesn't feel very good. Now, that may be an oversimplification, but if you're seeing them on a depth finder and you know they're there but they just won't bite, I think that may be the problem. What kind of bait or what kind of attraction are you using to try to catch these lake critters?
I've thrown everything from small spoons to 164 trout magnets through live bait, and I've worked them and had minimal success. I'm seeing good fish. I know there's fish there. I don't know what the bottom water temperature is. I'm assuming in most of those lakes we're probably getting fairly warm, even at the bottom of the lake this time of year. Even in the spring, I'm having a hard time getting on them when I'm seeing trout up in the water when the water temperature is in the 60s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.